The committee and welcome everybody here. Representative Crummell, why don't we bring you up while Lisbeth gives us the overview. I will open a public hearing on both House Bill 2058 and H.J.R. 18. So we're in hearing on both of those, and just so everyone knows, at about 2 minutes till two, we're going to recess to the Capitol steps so that you all can enjoy the egg-kissing event, but also so that I have to
Ramona
be involved in that. So we'll all take a break for a few minutes at 2 o'clock, and then we'll reconvene after that. And we've got to keep our priorities straight here.
Kissing the pig.
Okay, Lisbeth, do you want to give us the overview?
Okay, Mr. Chairman and committee members, of H.J.R. 18 and House Bill 2058, and I'll just go through both of them together because they are linked. House Bill 2058 is implementing language for H.J.R. 18, and H.J.R. 18 is going to allow a reappraisal of property listed on the tax roll beginning July 1, 1995. H.J.R. 18 will be voted on by Oregonians at the November 5, 2002 election. The request for the reappraisal shall be filed with the Department of Revenue and the county assessor by July 1, 2003. The adjudicated real market value shall be recorded on the assessment and tax roll beginning July 1, 1997. It shall be adjudicated for 5 years and then used in determining that maximum assessed value and assessed value from 1997 on. For tax years 2003-04, then the maximum assessed value shall equal the greater of what we normally think of maximum assessed value as being 103% of the property's assessed value from the prior year or 100% of the maximum assessed value for the prior year. The county shall make refunds for the tax years beginning July 1, 1997 if the reappraisal indicates an overvaluation of the property, or additional taxes will be extended against the property if the reappraisal indicates an undervaluation of the property. House Bill 2058 is enacted only if H.J.R. 18 passes statewide and a refund of taxes are not made for those 95-96 tax years or 96-97 tax years. And basically the reason why you have this constitutional amendment is because when Measure 50 was placed in the Oregon Constitution in 97, there was concern that local taxing districts' permanent tax rates should not be raised by lowering the real market values in 95-96. By reappraisals of property. So therefore, the Constitution does not allow a reappraisal of real market values in 95-96. What we see then is that the maximum assessed value is based on the 95-96 real market values, less 10% for the 97-98 base. Now, if properties had incorrect real market values in 95-96, and then the maximum assessed value got set inaccurately and it cannot be lowered by adjudication or by changes that the county assessors are allowed to change. And just so you're aware, in ORS 311-205, in there it differentiates between a clerical error and a valuation error. And a clerical error is one that can be changed on the rolls by the county assessors. But a valuation error are those errors where assessor would arrive at a different opinion of value. And in that particular issue, those valuation errors cannot be changed by the county assessor. And there's a recent court case, Sue versus Department of Revenue and Multnomah County, on that issue of what is the clerical versus valuation error, and that's given to you in your packet of information. So basically, in that case, which was revolving around an error in the square footage on the tax roll, the judge found that there could not be a change in the 95-96 real market value because a reappraisal would be necessary, which is not allowed under the Constitution.
All right. Thank you. Representative Crummell, welcome to Revenue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Jerry Crummell, District 27, and I'm here today to testify in favor of House Bill 2058 and H.J.R. 18. Constituent who has found it difficult to appeal a property tax appraisal brought this issue to my attention. What I have done is that I have had distributed testimony that the constituent would have given, he didn't, but would have given to the Business on Labor and Consumer Affairs, the Committee on Business and Labor and Consumer Affairs, in February, when it was decided that we would just kind of send 2058 here to be with its companion, HJR 18, he decided that he would wait to testify. He was unable to be here today, and he couldn't get me a fresh copy, so please excuse it saying Chairman Knope and Business and Labor Committee. But anyway, it lays out, and I've distributed that because he pretty well lays out what the issue has been that he has been going through with regards to the property tax evaluation and assessment and that sort of thing. Also attached to that is a case that he uses in his testimony, the Ellis versus Lorati, that was decided in 1999. So I just want to point that out to you. If you would like, I'd be happy to read it into the record, but it is a couple of pages. And if you'd like, I'd be happy not to read it into the record, whichever your pleasure is, Mr. Chair.
Oh, I think we'll dispense with the reading of it into the record.
Thank you. that would be fine. So, in order to for House Bill 2058 to take effect, we would, as Lisbeth mentioned, need to make a minor adjustment to the Constitution. And, of course, I know that there is no such thing as a minor adjustment to the Constitution because it all has to be voted on by the people. But when the voters passed Ballot Measure 50 in 1997, it did not allow for a reappraisal of real property to be accomplished if the property value had been set too high. HJR 18 would fix this problem by allowing a property owner to appeal the appraisal and ask for a reappraisal to be done if requested prior to July 1, 2003. By allowing a property owner to request a reappraisal, it was hoped that the property value would be more reflective of the actual value, especially when the value was set too high in the first place. And I should note here that we would want to amend this a little bit so to set a standard for when a property owner could actually ask for the reappraisal, as opposed to just allowing any property owner for any reason to have the assessor do a reappraisal on their property. In House Bill 2058, it would establish the procedures to be used in the reappraisal of the property and would apply to the maximum assessed value as of July 1, 1995. Further, House Bill 2058 will establish procedures for any refunds due to the property owner, and it describes the procedures for paying additional taxes if the reappraisal show that additional tax would be due. So I appreciate your willingness to examine the issues of assessment, and I can answer any questions. I would point out also, I have visited with the folks from the counties. I know that local government is probably going to come up en masse to oppose the both the bill and the and HJR 18 the way they are currently written. With HJR 18, I think, with, as I mentioned, the minor amendment that I have not ordered yet, but I figure you could take care of if you wanted to, would be to put standards in for what when the appraisal could be redone. I have visited with Ray Irwin from Clackamas County, and he is going to be prepared to offer an amendment to the bill that, quite frankly, if it would work, is fine with me, and if it can be done without doing a constitutional amendment, I'm fine with that as well. If it can't be, and I think that they're going to suggest, and I would be supportive of this idea, that a work group take a look at it that could involve legal counsel so that we could kind of get an idea as to whether or not it's something that could be accomplished without the constitutional amendment. So that being the case, and I don't want to steal their thunder, so I'd be happy to let them come up and talk about that. But generally speaking, I would be supportive of it. Elizabeth had also looked at this and had made a couple of suggestions to me with regards to a potential amendment that if for some reason HJR 18 either didn't go forward or got defeated at the polls, that potentially might work. And again, I don't know if it would make it if Elizabeth's idea would make it too broad or not. But again, I'm open to looking at that to see if it's something that would work. So I'm really pretty open on these from a standpoint that what I'm trying to do is make sure that property owners, when they're being taxed, are being taxed fairly on their property.
Yeah, I think if there's a way we can do it without going out to a vote to amend the Constitution, I think we'd probably all prefer to do that. In terms of standards, did you have anything in mind? You mentioned that a couple times, and I think I understand what you're at, but I'm just curious if you had something in mind as
what
a standard would be. Some threshold, you mean?
Mr. Chair, what I'm talking about with regards to a standard would be, that there's a reason for them to want the reappraisal, such as the size of the property was miscalculated, the value of the property was miscalculated in 1995, and the owner at that time had not appealed it, and so the current owner is trying to appeal, which is this particular case, or if there was a situation where the owner didn't know that they could, set something as a reasonable reason for being able to make that appeal, as opposed to just sort of throwing open the gates. And I guess that's what I'm getting at when I say a standard. And again, I'm open to that as well.
I guess too, the prospect that the appraisal could increase the value of the property is going to dampen some people's enthusiasm. I have to roll the dice and just see.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? All right, thank you very much, Representative Krumbel. Let's
thank
bring
you, Mr.
up Terry Erland and Bob Romo. County Gus.
En masse.
Mm-hmm.
County Gus en masse.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Chair Shutterly, members of the committee, I'm Ray Erland, Clackamas County Assessor, and I thought I'd give a little bit of a summary of what happened on this particular property, because it was in West Linn in Clackamas County. We had a situation where the property owner purchased the property in 1998 for $292,000. The real market value for that year was $304,200. So the real market value was pretty darn close to the real market value that the purchaser paid for it. And then a subsequent appeal to the local board of property tax appeals talked about square footage. So an appraiser from our office went out and looked at the property and found out that there was a square footage error of over 300 square foot. So then we recommended to the local Board of Property Tax Appeal that the real market value be lowered to $292,000, of which it was. However, there was no corresponding adjustment in maximum assessed value or reduction in taxes because of this square footage error. It's not a big difference, but it is a difference. You're talking $12,200 times the change property ratio. So you're talking about $9,000 more or less. An assessed value times a tax rate of about $16 per thousand. Okay. So the bill, House Bill 2058, what does it do? It says that a property owner may go back, can apply to the county assessor by July 1 of 2003 and have a reappraisal as of July 1, 1995. It doesn't limit it to a square footage error such as this one. It opens it up to anyone can apply for any reason. In looking at this concept and of the information I passed out to you, it does create some potential problems in even accomplishing this feat if the Oregon voters wanted the county assessors to attempt to do it. Because what was the physical condition of the property on July 1, 1995? No one will ever know. What was the inventory of the property in July 1, 1995? Well, the county records has an inventory base of that property, but as you can remember, we don't go out and physically reappraise on an annual basis, so it could have changed between then and July 1, 1995. How do you obtain comparable sales to know the physical condition of those properties and the actual inventory that was there to make adjustments to come up with an indicated value of the subject property as of that date? If you had thousands, to give you an example, we have 10,000 property sales annually a year in Clackamas County. So you have a lot of turnover in property every year as far as home ownership or even business ownership. administrative costs could be staggering if thousands of citizens ask for reappraisals, and that would include appeals to the local property tax board, to the magistrate, and potentially the tax court. So you're talking a huge administrative cost for those if they chose to have a reappraisal. It was stated earlier, well, you know, there's a little bit of a hammer there. What happens if they ask for a reappraisal and the value was higher? Well, that's sort of a poor public relations thing, and I'm sure you then have subsequent appeals. And what we found is many people, if there's chance, don't appeal. It's typically the ones who think they may get a value reduction. So it might limit appeals to some extent, but you're still going to, you could have, potentially have a lot of appeals. As was stated earlier, property owners did have an opportunity to appeal their 1995-96 market value, the owner at that time. After Measure 50 was passed, they still had another try. If they thought it was wrong, the county assessor could go back under gross error to the Department of Revenue and do current and two prior. So we could still get to 95-96 value for about a year after Measure 50, and we did. This bill also provides, if it was enacted, would provide a windfall to new owners who didn't pay the property taxes when you established that due 1997 value. They could have bought it in 2003, 2004, 2001, and got a refund of taxes back to 1997 when, in fact, they didn't pay the property tax. Another thing is, reading the bill closely, replaces the 1997 real market value with the 1995 real market value revaluation. So what happens is, during a rising real estate market, such as most of what Oregon had during that period of time, it eliminates 2 years of market value appreciation, and yes, we still have Measure 5 compression, causes more compression for schools and some local governments, so it takes away some revenue on segregated taxes that would come out of that, and we have local option levies that tend, the way they're calculated, the larger the gap in the real market and taxable assessed, the more property owner would pay. So it would also reduce the revenue to current local option levies.
Now, let me stop you there before we get to the solution, so we can all ponder the problem.
Okay.
I see where you're going, and the next heading is possible alternative solutions. So we'll keep everyone in suspense and recess to the steps in front of the Capitol. And please, committee, if we could get our right back here as soon as we are finished with that little ceremony. We'll be in recess for about 15 minutes.